having a nice little walk around here around Rustall on this bank holiday Monday. What do you do on your bank holiday, dear listener? Do you paint the fences? Oh, this is a nice little setup here. Do you paint the fences indoors, what I did, and then it starts raining? Do you go down the local tip and chuck away an old wardrobe again, which I did? But, yeah, I think this is quite nice here. We're at Rustall today. What do you reckon, Rob?
Lovely little ground. Really nice little clubhouse. Nice pulled pork burgers with chips.
Oh, it's Tom Ash.
There's a little...
Oh, no, he laughs.
Nice little seating area to eat your scran. It's all good. And, yeah, seats are plenty. Undercover.
Do you know what I like? We should sit here. I quite like it here because I like the fact that the listeners won't see this, but we'll get a photo. The seats are numbered in age order. So the older you are...
So we need to keep going then, do we?
Yeah.
60 over there, I can see.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of this. So, yeah.
It's nice. I like so you'll it. Be, Rust, the rust you'll is be down good there. On the iron there, just after the name. You know, I'm sure that's to do with the club name, you know.
Rustall. Aesthetics.
Aesthetics. No, it's nice. It's a nice little set.
You know what
actually.
I like is... I like the big square nets.
The stanchions that make it look like squares. I like
yeah.
that.
The, yeah, circa, you know, the Brazil 1970 World Cup.
Yeah.
Kind of look to it, except for the, you know, green and white squares, which are a bit weird, but you know.
But as you could probably guess, we are here for Erith Town's visit today to Rustall, who the other end of the table than Erith Town are. And let's be brutally honest, this is a massive game for both teams. One is fighting for promotion, the other is really trying not to get dragged into a relegation fight.
Yeah, and after all the shenanigans of Good Friday...
still got a headache.
Still got a headache, yeah. Still buzzing about the whole thing. But you know, need to put that behind them now and concentrate on serious business, staying in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there can't be any complacency. No room for any hangovers. Need to get stuck into it.
Speaking of football hangovers, Chris, how many tequila rosés would you say is too many?
More than you can have on one hour, maybe. But yeah, no. What I'm going to say is it's really good to see Ryan out there looking good, up on his feet, and looking ready to go today.
Fresh is
fresh.
The word.
Yeah.
He stayed well hydrated after that final.
Exactly. Professional.
The isotonic summer fruit Lucasades that he partook in was something. But yes, as I say, we're here for in Jockey Farm, which is a nice place. I think it's quite nice that where you would have stables for horses, you have a farm for jockeys as well.
Yeah, well, they grow them.
Yeah.
But only to a certain height.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely. But we're ready to go. And do you know what? This pitch, the slope, is this is a bit reminiscent of Punjab United / Snodland slope.
Yes, it reminds me a little bit of Snodland. Although, to be fair, it doesn't look like the slope is that bad as much as, like, lengthwise, as it were. It's more side to side with a bit of a camber.
So it's the girth rather than the length.
Yeah. And there's it cambers down quite significantly on one side, but you know, hey. Yeah,
what do we think of the food here, Rob?
Chips.
I learned something new about hashtag. Was it Footy Scram?
Oh, Footy Scram.
Footy
yeah.
Scram. You've only just found out. Cool. Where have you been living?
Clearly not in the same places as I have, because Footy Scram. I do like a good picture of some food. But yeah, the chips were not the best chips I've ever had, I've got to be honest. But they're also tiny.
While we talk, can we move over 6 feet to that side where there's a bit more of a windbreaker?
You know, the numbers are too high for you.
You want
to go down to the 40s.
Yeah, exactly. And I like a windbreaker, as you know. I think I have to say one of the advantages of Deal Town the other week was it was bloody windy, but we found a nice little corner.
We did.
I felt like Scott on his expedition to the South Pole. When he built his igloo.
Do you?
Not really that. No, you get what I mean. I managed to stay warm in a cold environment. But not long now to go to a kickoff. 16 minutes by my watch. 14:44 it is. We've got a nice little bit of a pop / R&B plan. A decent sound system as well.
Yeah, and also what I find interesting is the little training pitches that are all around the outside of the main pitch. Mm. There's a load of kids playing, having a kick around on one, which I like to see.
You can tell this is obviously... for youth teams as well, having that sort of layout.
Yeah, but you know, because I imagine a lot of them kids live over in those houses over there, and you know, like these days, it's not often that parents let their kids just go out and play football in parks, is it? Which is a shame. But
I have to say,
mine used to kick me out of the house to say, "Don't come back till tea time."
Yeah. I have to say, I like this setup. I think it's a really nice, cosy little ground.
It is.
And let's not ignore the elephant in the room. It's the...
They've got an elephant?
Well, he may have put on a bit of timber since we last saw him, but it's also the Erith Town return of Stedman Kalinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Who's a player who we covered for our predecessor show, Acton Grassroots, and we was a big fan, myself and the editor of the pod / main head honcho, Nick Hart. From a club point of view, what did we think about his efforts on the pitch?
Stebbins, he was always a good sub for Erith, but I think he reached that point where he knew he wasn't going to be able to keep up with the youngsters that were coming through and so on. And he, you know, he's with the best will in the world. All players come to a point in their career where they're it's going to be harder and harder, and so he moved on. He made a good move when he moved, but I don't think it quite worked out the way he thought it would. But he is a record goal scorer for Erith Town currently, and
a few times I've met him, he's a nice lad.
He does seem like a nice lad as well. But good luck to him.
All the best, Devon. After today, all the best.
Exactly. Yeah, after today, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So we ain't got long to go now, and we will, as always, check in when anything happens. 1, 2, 3.
Up the Dockers.
And we're off like a plane taking off to warmer climes for the bank holiday weekend. We're away.
Yeah, and we've swapped. I think it's us who won the toss. We've swapped it round so that we're going uphill this half, but it means we'll be coming downhill in the second half.
Yeah, and just what
hopefully will be some kind of advantage.
Yeah, and just what we need with a really, really busy schedule coming up. Milo getting clattered within the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Hello, Ian.
2 years ago, we were down here. Milo allegedly had one of their players sent off. He just left this club to come to us, and there was only ruckus after the game. We won. And when we went out on the team...
Allegedly we didn't win, but allegedly the ruckus.
What happened was after the game, the teams that were on the boards, ours was all rubbed off from just the referees' names put there.
Allegedly.
allegedly.
No accusations on the Dockers debate, we're a family show. We are now going from left to right ourselves. Now, after changing ends, so the Dockers are playing uphill in the first half. Rustall are taking advantage. We're going left to right. Yeah.
Left to right.
Unless Harry Taylor's now a centre half.
That's true.
Yeah. So listen to me. I am right.
You are right. I am wrong.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going left to right. Rustall are playing Daniel in this game. Erith Town in their away strip of yellow and black. Actually, sorry, correction. Cup-winning Erith Town are in their away strip.
What makes you think this picture's a flat?
The fact that I'm looking at you at 45 degree angle, Ian's giving it away. Yeah, exactly. But Rustall are in their green and white with Stem and Calendar up front being marked by JJ. And yeah, as you say, Milo used to play for Rustall, didn't he? So yeah, hopefully this will be an action-packed game. In the opening few seconds, it's been rather up in the air, to say the least. But as we always say on the show, let's let Erith bring it down and knock it about a bit, eh?
Yeah, need to.
Oh, nice!
Turn by Milo.
Great turn by Milo.
Feeds the ball through. No, it didn't quite work out. Need to get the ball down, play it the way we like to play it, and make short work of this.
Absolutely. What do we think, Chris? Good little atmosphere building so far. There's a lot of people around, isn't there? Rustall, one of these places you would associate with ultras.
Yeah, the Rustall ultras were singing.
Broltras.
Not a bad little crowd, and I like the ground here. So we're underway, 2 minutes in, not much action at the moment, you know. So, we've either turned it around or they turned us around, I'm not sure. But Milo has just played a ball out wide to
Harrison Carniki,
as we're on the attack here. So it's probably the first tackle, and he's in the box, and it's
lovely
great
cross.
It still could be dire on the shot.
Oh, unlucky
just
there.
Goes over. But yeah, a good start from here. If they've had the first attempt on goal, and it was a nice move.
Yeah, absolutely. Great work there by Milo, playing it out right wide to Carniki. Carniki across goal to Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor, we'll say, goes for a step over, hidden as a shot.
Yeah.
And it falls to die, and it goes over.
I feel sorry for the Rustall number three, though. He is going to struggle to. He's going to have a torrid time from Harrison Carniki today. You can tell.
Absolutely, and it remains 0-0. I have to say, I was just around the other side of the pitch having a chat with the Diets, waxing lyrical about great James's haircut is.
Diets in the house.
Diets are in the house. There's a little bit of me just thinking we might need to change their nickname because people might think that they're rather large and they need diets. So hence we're emphasising diets.
Yep.
Yes, it's how you say it. It's like bouquet and bucket in keeping up appearances. But even as I've been walking around the pitch, socialising, networking, it's been all Erith so far, isn't it? All Erith. And Rustle, every time they do get the ball, they don't seem to be doing too much with it. Corner from the right-hand side from said Dyer there is a punch clear by the... I've got the name then. Rustle goalkeeper. But it's been all Erith. Free kicks, their balls, through balls, play. I think Milo's had a fantastic start.
He has. It's been in everything. They have been doing their level best to take him out at every opportunity. So you can tell that he's busy. It's been all us. We just haven't been able to capitalise on it.
One thing I will say is I think the ref has given a lot of free kicks so far to us, which you've got to be happy with.
Yeah, and he's carded one of theirs already early in the game. So it's going to that whoever that was, I can't remember, is going to. It's going to have to work hard to not get another one during the course of the game.
And like a long free kick's played from the back line there towards Jake Lovell. Jake Lovell heads it back in towards Taylor, but Taylor just gets intercepted at the last minute by a Rustle defender. What do we think so far, Chris, opening 15?
I think it's been a good start for Erith. Like you said, there's been a lot of free kicks, but that's been because Erith have got the ball down from the start and they've made some nice passing movements and they've got the ball out to their wingers and they're attempting to play football in the way that we all like, with the little triangles like this now, you know, and they're running at Rustle. They're enticing them into changes and, you know, they're getting...
That's superb by George Goodwin.
George Goodwin, superb there. And there's a shot from Milo here and...
Post. George Goodwin does a great turn as he's being felled in the box. He lays it off to Milo, who hits a shot, and it just, you heard it hit the post there. This is really good stuff.
Milo's in the box.
To Milo.
Yes,
oh, what a great touch.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh!
How has he missed that? He has outgoing the keeper and three defenders. And
with one touch, he's...
He's only got to put it in the net, and unfortunately, he's put it wide.
Yeah, three defenders are beat there. The goalkeeper, he feigns a shot. The goalkeeper dives and commits. Milo takes a touch, takes around the goalkeeper.
It was harder to miss than it was to put it in the net.
Imagine, if you will, do you remember the Chris Awuwolumu miss for Scotland a few years ago, where the ball's played across?
Don't miss chances. Let me interject at this point.
You're the most English-handed Scotsman I've ever met after Rod Stewart.
Aye, that's right enough. See yous.
Yeah, there we are. Well, except we don't have subtitles on this show. But yeah, so yeah, let's just put it blankly. It was quite the miss.
A typical jock miss, you're right.
He said that, not me, and he is Scottish. 0-0.
I went to the 74 World Cup in Germany and saw Scotland be the first country ever to get knocked out without losing the game. Knocked out on goal difference.
And as an Englishman, I'm devastated for you. 0-0. Again, how have we not scored? This is fantastic stuff.
The Rustle goal living a charmed life there.
Keep talking while I speak to the social media team and get them to time it.
What a run, basically.
Yeah, lovely little move, and Dyer takes a leaf out of Milo's book, feints, goes round everybody, and then goes to stick it in the net. At least it's on target, and it gets cleared off the line by a bloke who wasn't there, didn't exist. It was like a mist, and then suddenly he just solidified and off to clear the ball. Unbelievable. We should be at least 2 to the good by now.
It's worthy to note they're in our half now. I don't know if you've noticed that.
You can tell that because one or two of them have got nosebleeds. They've moved in that far forward.
And I think that says how dominant we've started. Well, exactly. We're 10, 12 minutes in, and possibly it's the first time Rustle hit our half.
Yeah. Still, absolutely somehow, 0-0. The assistant referee who normally gets flat gets that one spot on today. Well done, assistant ref. He's ignoring us. He doesn't realise we're doing a podcast.
He's got a job to do.
He has got a job to do. Goal kick, the free kick is taken, but only as far as Milo, who dinks it back towards the front line. I have to say, 23 minutes in, I think Rustle have been in our half once.
Yeah.
This is the second time.
Yep. And I don't understand how we're not 3-0 up. So.
If you had a pound for every time Rustle's been in our half, I could nearly afford a Boots meal deal. Whereas at the moment,
but
you could get
a cup of tea and a Rocky bar from the tea shop here.
Or
yes,
you could go to any Witherspoons and get refillable coffees for £1.55.
There we are. So what have been in our half one and half time? Oh right, okay. Okay, I was going to say, how'd you work that out? How's £1.50?
I've got O-level sums, that's why.
Clearly, from that Scottish university.
Aye.
Yeah. There we are. It's been good stuff, Chris. So you see, I overhear you're impressed with George Goodwin.
Yeah, I think he's been really good. I mean, he sort of sits in that midfield and mopping up everything. I think he's won every challenge he's gone in for, and gives stability, I think, to the Erith team. And it just they tick really well, and I think they're playing some really nice stuff today. He gives the freedom to, you know, Dyer, Milo to sort of
express themselves,
Harrison Carnegie, and he provides that protection to the back four. And I think, you know, so far he's been player of the match in the first 23 minutes for me.
Yeah. I think if I was there's a free kick being given to Rustle there for what seemed to be arms around the Rustle attacker by JJ. I think that was a little bit harsh. Do you know what? Even if it's not, I'm struggling to see how he didn't blow up at the original time, because it weren't as if the ball went to a Rustle player and an advantage had been played. It went to an Erith player, then it got dinked, and then it went forward, and then he blew. So he's playing for an advantage, even though Rustle didn't have the ball or was in an attacking position. I don't know, I'm completely confused now. All I know is that that didn't look like any kind of a foul to me, but you know, player was backing in as much as JJ was standing his ground. But hey, they've got a free kick, we just need to get on with it and defend. Yeah, absolutely. So Rustle now, they're about to take, the referee's whistle's about to be blown as we hear.
About 30 yards out, isn't it? So could be dangerous. He's going to have a shot by looks of things.
He has a shot.
Decent shot, but well,
easily.
By McKenzie, yeah.
Easily held by Mackenzie Foley. He's done well so far, Mackenzie, with the one thing he's had to deal with. And Erith Tan looking for a foul there, which I'm not sure.
He played the advantage, I believe, and then when Milo sort of pulled out of then going for that next ball, I think the bench are asking why we never got the free kick.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Do you know what? I'm gonna have a chat with some more family here, not mine. Hello.
Hello.
What do we think of the game so far? No. It'd be very confused. If I said hello to you, you said hello back, and then he started talking, we'd be very confused.
Well, Faversham are losing 1-0, I know that.
Don't worry about that.
I think of so far? Yeah, I think they've come out strong. They've had most of the possession. Good free kick there, good effort. Easily saved by the keeper.
So who are we here watching?
I think... Oh, we're here watching Erith.
No, but...
Me personally? Oh,
yeah.
Milo.
Milo, and who is Milo for the fan base?
He's the number eight.
Right,
he's the centre midfielder in the
You're obviously an avid listener of the podcast.
I do listen to your podcast, yes.
It's good, isn't it?
Excellent.
Yeah, did you hear that 2023 sports podcast? Sports podcast of the year. Swines not nominating us. We nearly had a penalty there. Would have been a bit soft. But so we have the Diets. What nickname would your group like to have?
Oh,
Milo, isn't it?
Milo's men.
Milo's men. Doesn't roll off the...
No, it doesn't, does it?
Three of you aren't men.
Yeah, that is true. We've got two over here as well. Are we with Milo as well? Someone's shaking their head. Yeah, who's Chloe? Which one's Chloe?
Oh. That's Milo's other half.
Oh, okay. So are you impressed with Milo's performance so far?
Is it the guy? 5 minutes.
This is a family show. What's this turned into? The last show we was talking about penetration and pulsating. Now we're talking about Milo's performance. But the question is, all we need to know now from Chloe, though, is it? Yeah, but is it a 90-minute performance? That's the next one.
It looks a bit worn out already.
Yeah, well, 0-0. Ball played through to James Dyer on the right-hand side, who superbly beats the offside trap, beats his player, goes on his right foot, gets it. Oh! Another chance there.
Jesus H. Christ on a bicycle.
He beats the offside trap really, really well, then beats the chasing defender.
Puts the ball straight across the goal.
Across goal, and somehow he's kicked it again.
Just not gone in.
We were saying, right? Where's some wood? Because there's a lot of metal around here. Right, touch wood. We don't jinx it. But if this was a pro game,
I thought you were having real difficulties telling the difference between metal and wood. So I thought, thanks.
But if this was a pro game, this would end 1-0 Rustle.
Yes.
Because we're just not taking these chances.
At the moment.
But I mean, we've had 3 or 4 1-on-1s. We've had 3. You could probably argue for actual shots on target, Rustle have probably had
probably one, and we've had none.
Yeah, you know, because we're getting them either blocked or we're getting one on ones, and they're being hit wide.
One hit the post.
Yeah.
That's not on target, though, is it?
No, but that's my point. If you actually look for clear cut chances where goalkeepers are tested,
last shot.
Yeah, by Rustle, which pulled off a really good save. Oh, it's a good quick free kick taken there by James Dyer out wide to Harrison Carnegie. Brings it down well on the right. Does a step over in the box. Left foot, curl it. Yes! Yes! Harry Taylor meets it in the air. And we finally, break the deadlock.
Kick, straight across to Harrison Carnegie. Controls it well. Puts across.
Good beautiful cross in.
Oh, hang on a minute. And now there's members of people from Erith Town having a chat with the goalkeeper there in Lino, it seems to be. But the goal's been given. It's 1-0 to the Dockers. Great.
I think they're moaning about the free kick, quick free kick.
It was a quick free kick from James Dyer, played out wide to Carnegie. Carnegie brings it down onto his left foot, superbly crosses it in. Harry Taylor beats the offside trap.
Bullet header
into the bottom corner. Deadlock is broken.
Andy Lockhead and Dennis Law. Far too old for you three to know.
Yeah, the vague look says it all. 1-0, Erith Town. We're back for the second half, Robert.
We are.
What do you think of the first half?
I thought it was astounding that we didn't go in 4-0 up.
Yeah. And as we say this, Harrison Carnegie gets ball on the right-hand side on the far side, lays it forward to Jake Lovell, who's can't read an offside trap.
But yeah,
back to the first half, sorry.
But we should have been home and hosed at half time, but we're not. So there's one goal in it. Thankfully, we're shooting downhill or playing downhill or running downhill, whichever way you look at it, in the second half. So hopefully it's a little bit of advantage there as they start to tire. Halfway through the second half, they'll have been running about a lot and they'll be running uphill a lot. So that's good for us. And let's hope we can do business.
Absolutely. What do you think, Chris? Let me catch up with you. When you've had a bother or two, you're quite pacey.
The beef. I thought first half was pretty superb. I think it's some of the best football I've seen here play. You know, I can't remember a long ball. When we talk about sometimes it's been head tennis at times and not getting the football down, I think first half we got the football down and played it quite nicely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to be like Jim Kenny.
How are we, boys?
I'm good, mate. You recovered from last week?
Yes, I've recovered.
We had some good photos, didn't we? That was a really good one of us.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It could be a Christmas card.
It could be.
From the club.
Anyone listening knows how to Photoshop, right? Sort my hairdo out, right? Get in touch with two.
info@erithtown.com.
Perfect.
You look like you're wearing a toupee at times in those photos.
It reminded me of... have you watched Back to the Future?
Yes, Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Great Scott. Ball gets played out right to Harrison Carnegie, who gets blocked. Second attempt here. Oh, nice little dummy there. Gets it back in and blocks her for a second time. Who's the dummy now? It remains 1-0.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Go for it, go on.
How do you feel the game's going so far?
I think I'm trying to work out how we're not 5-0 up at half time. Hitting the post. Milo's miss from in the 6-yard box, which was easier to score. Dyer had one that went wide. Yeah, should have been about 5-0. And as I said, in the nicest way to Rustle, win with absolutely all respects. If this was a pro game with teams who could finish, this would have been Rustle win 1-0 all day long.
Oh, yeah, it would have been if this was...
Smash and grab City.
Boxing match fury. It would be game over back in the change rooms, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But so far it's 1-0, so got to be optimistic.
Yes.
Up the Dockers.
Up the Dockers.
First shot of the second half falls to Rustle. Just goes wide of Mackenzie Foley's post. Mistake from Milo, loses the ball. And there's a very
shot is pushing it a bit. It dribbled past the post while we all stood here and watched it.
Worms were ducking.
Yeah. It was like they would. If we waited for this ball to go wide, we'd roll about 10 minutes off the game. We could all go home. Yeah. It's gone a bit flat, to be fair. Rustle are labouring, not really doing anything much. We're just sort of keeping them at bay and we're not really trying very much. And it's all gone a bit flat. I'm hoping it'll pick up, but in the way we want rather than the way they want.
Yeah, exactly. But again, we're now around the other side of the pitch. That's why there's a little bit of wind compared to the first half. Please excuse that. My made windbreaker, which I was very comfortable in, I was told to move. Milo now plays the ball out to the right-hand side. Harrison Carnegie is well onside. I don't know what they're appealing for. Nice couple of step-overs there to the byline. Crosses it back inside.
Again, there's no it's very reactive from here. If there's no proactivity, no one seems to be attacking the ball, do they, really?
No, they're just watching it come in and hoping it drops to them, which is not the right way to go. Ordinarily, they'd see a cross like it coming from Harrison Carnegie, who, to be fair, has been outstanding all game. They'd see a ball like it come in, they'd attack it. Like, that's the way Harry Taylor put his bullet header away in the first half. You'd expect to see him do that again. It's such an inviting cross. Yeah. So it's disappointing, but, you know, I think there's just a general malaise. It's the, you know, it's after the Lord Mayor's show. That's the trouble.
Yeah, exactly. How do you think it's gone so far, Chris?
Well, I was full of praise in the first half, the way we started the game, and I would say the second half is very slow and not lazy, but, you know,
pedestrian
at the moment, and neither team have really got into their stride, really. You haven't done much in North Rustall, which I guess suits us as we're 1-0 up, but yeah, we haven't really found two passes yet. We haven't really got out of third gear, let alone second. So a slow start, but let's hope it improves.
Absolutely. It remains 1-0, needs a little bit more life to it, but it's in Europe's hands, and that's how we like it. Right, this is really frustrating. We've hit the post again. Dyer's had one which probably took a little bit too long on, and it's just really, if we was a little bit more clinical and sharper, we would be a lot further up, wouldn't we?
Sorry, yeah, I was just watching the play. It's ridiculous, really. Dyer overcomplicated that one, I think, as well as, you know, so Harry Taylor had just the perfect opportunity with a goal yawning in front of him and decided to hit the post, which was probably the hardest thing he could have wanted to do, was actually hit the post deliberately from there. And then Dyer had a go, but he overcomplicated it by trying to, you know, dance around everybody, which is a bit of a shame, because it was two really good opportunities to put a bit of daylight between us and them, because at 1-0, the longer this goes on, the more you can see them nicking one.
Yeah, and like they nearly just did then as well, Stedman Callender, he's through on goal, beats the offside track, we're 1-on-1, and a bobble saves us.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, a bobble saved us.
A bobble did save us, yeah.
Because the Stedman Callender we know scores then.
Yep, absolutely. Good job we got rid of him when we did.
Here we are. Yeah. Oh, and a cross. Another cross from the really impressive Carnegie there, down the left-hand side towards Dyer. Dyer leaps like a... Oh, another save by the goalkeeper. Dyer leaps like a startled gazelle.
Yeah.
And he could score, but he just...
Gazelle missed out.
The gazelle did miss out, but it's not going all right. I'm with the diets now, so I've got to be a little bit careful.
Yeah, very careful.
Because the matriarch of the group is looking at me out the corner of her eye. She's not happy. There's also a bit of a moment here. I'm going to go back to my my co-hosts, because there's going to be a moment here.
There's going to be a goal here.
We will see. But everyone's shouting for the last man rule and all this, but... There was one defender who looked like he was covering round, so I think it would be a very harsh red card if he's given.
35 feet away.
He's really fast. basically, Jake Lovell's played through on goal and gets taken out about 10 yards from the penalty
box.
Seriously,
just scythed down like death himself had come through.
Yeah, scythed down indeed. But I think the referee's just going to give a yellow card for that, and we'll stay with this while they line up.
Well, Dyer lines up a shot that he's going to take from 40 yards.
Yeah. The Diets are on the edge of their toes because there's no seats around. It's downhill as well, Dyer, so there'll be no excuse if you don't score this. No excuse. This could be a potential winner for Goal of the Year and Player of the Year. No pressure. He's lost my vote. The keeper saved it. 1-0. That was a good free kick. It was a good free kick. Keeper pushes it wide for a corner.
Okay.
Take two. I don't know how Dyer's not scored there. If he needs to commit there towards the goalkeeper, have a touch around him and beat him. I can understand maybe why he didn't, like, the threat of coming out and clattered. But really, we should be two up there.
Yeah, if I'm being kind, I'll say the ball just ran away from him a little bit there, and he knew he wasn't going to make it before the keeper came. And like you say, he didn't want to have both his legs broken by having the keeper barrel into him.
Yeah.
So, which is fair comment, you know. Yeah. But
But he's had a good half so far, Dyer. He's been a little bit pedestrian by some player standards, but not Dyer. I think he's shone a little bit in his game. Could we get a bit more from him? Probably, but the moments of magic have come from him or he's been involved in.
Yeah, he's usually involved in everything good we do. So, you know, but to be honest, it's been one of those games where you sometimes just look at it and think, I wish he was a bit more involved than he is. Hopefully, now that we've made a couple of subs and some fresh legs on, because he's got good stamina, Dial, but the fresh legs on helping out, there'll be a bit more for him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Milo now with a ball in the midfield, plays it out wide to Carnegie. Ollie Milton, sorry, on the left-hand side. Carnegie's on the right-hand side. They swapped earlier. That's what threw me. Rustle now win the ball back and now on a very rare attack, playing it into the midfield and now pushing out towards that left-hand side, playing it between Carnegie and Tom Ash. The number three from Rustle now has the ball, looking to try and do something with it, switching the play out wide to the right. But they're not really getting through Erith's back line particularly well. Great block there by JJ. It's been a quiet afternoon for Erith's defence.
Yeah, 100%. What I will say, this second half is a little bit more even, though, I would say. They've had a decent chance. We've had one chance with Harry Taylor at the post. I don't know how. We've probably had the more dangerous moments. There's two or three in the box there. We haven't quite found the finish, but
we've hit the post twice.
But this half feels a little bit more even. You know, I think the tempo's being played a little bit more to Rustle's liking. You know, and we're not maybe having as much of the ball this half. So, game on, really.
Yeah, game on indeed. Good way of putting it. It'll be one of those games. If it ends 1-1, Rustle will be gutted that they didn't take that earlier chance by Stedman Callender. If they get back into this and it does end with some kind of result for Rustle, Erith Town will question whether those ones that hit the post or the free kicks should have gone in. It really is going to be one of those games where, no matter how the result goes, a management side will be saying we should have got more from it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, you look at we've hit the
post twice.
Polycarbonate,
absolutely.
We've hit the polycarbonate at least three times that I can think of.
I must have missed one because I can only think of two. But anyway, potato, potato.
We've had a goal disallowed. We've had in the first half. We've had Milo put one just wide. Weirdly,
one cleared off the line.
We've had one cleared off the line. Yeah, I mean, literally. How we're not like a mile away, like out of sight in this game is ridiculous. And if it does end up, if Rustle do get a result out of this and we don't hold on, then apart from moaning about bad game management, we'll just sit there and rue all those missed chances because it's been nothing but that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been us all game and we should be away.
Yeah, and now Harrison Carnegie's in on the right hand side again, trying to beat the player. Good, lovely cross on the right foot. There's no challenge in the box. No challenge in the box there. There were three Erith Town players there, and this is what we were saying earlier on about being a bit more proactive from here. If Milo again on the ball plays inside to Dyer, Dyer tries to play it back, but it gets cut out. It remains 1-0, but again, it really shouldn't be. Yes! Literally just saying it there about James Dyer. About you know,
needs to get a bit more involved. Gets a bit more involved
and
sticks the ball in the corner.
I think he heard me say that he'd lost my vote for player of the year. I'm getting abuse from the diets and looks like a fourth diet down there in the distance. Oh, how offensive. But it's down 2-0 to Erith Town. A long ball is played. Dyer rides the tackle when it was a clear penalty all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And with his right foot, buries it in the back of the net. Shows his class. Well played there by James Dyer. James there. Oh, we like that. We might use that more on the pod. James, yeah. So there we are. 2-0 Erith Town. Doubled the lead and rightly so. And just at the right time. 2-0. Quarterback's coming from the left-hand side by James Dyer, who just makes sure his hair looks good in case there's any photographers around. The lino about to blow his whistle as we hear there. The arm comes up, floated in towards Harry Taylor and Callum McGeehan, who wins the header. The keeper's beat, and it's going towards the Rustle captain, who manages to keep it and plays it up the line. But Tom Ash is marshalling there superbly. Just his intimidating frame is enough to stop him advancing up the pitch. You said that, not me. Oh, I'm going to read of that. No, all right. It's gone too far away. That would have been a diving header, how far away that was. But, yeah, I think that... think that second goal's really helped Erith.
Yeah, it's calmed us down a little bit. We're a bit less frantic when we get in front of goal. I think we were just a bit desperate to score.
I'll tell you what, ball boy, don't give up your day job.
Dyer going off now in favour of Tom Walker's coming on. We were getting a little bit frantic in front of goal because we were desperate to get that second one. But now that we've got it, hopefully we've calmed down a bit. We're playing it around a bit better, that's for certain. I think the introduction of Bradley has definitely improved us there because he's got good feet, can control the ball. So, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Enjoying this, are you still, Chris?
Of course, yeah. Now that we've got the second goal, it feels a bit more calmer, as I think Rob said. You know, I think we was in control anyway. We've got the second goal, made some subs, we've freshened it up a little bit. So I think Bradley's done well since he's come on. Ollie's looked lively out on the left there. I think a good job so far. We just need to see this out now and see whether we can score the third.
Yeah, absolutely. A back pass is played back towards Mackenzie Foley, who hoofs it up the pitch. And it's headed clear by their number four. Yep, as long as it stays away from our goal to bear, it remains 2-0. Not long to go in this one now, and it's a pedestrian second half. May not have had the flair and the skill with the first. And that's it. And that's no it. Added time. No, I was going to do the big summary, but there time. We are. Full time, 2-0.
Dave, we missed it.
Well, how much of that 4 minutes was he on the floor then? Because I said to Lallana, 2.5, and then he went four.
2 minutes played more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's what it puts all out of my misery.
Yeah, so there we are. 2-0 to Erith Tan and comprehensive win in the end.
Yeah.
Well, we'll make sure that's edited out. Amateur. That's my B45 volunteer club handed in.
I think he. I think the referee just wanted to put us all out of our misery. That was pretty dire that second half.
Yeah. All smiley faces, are we?
Always. Come rain or shine, no matter what the score is, we're a happy bunch. Family show. But yeah, it wasn't the most definitive of second halves, to say the least. But job done. 2-0, 3 points. Leaves us still in fifth place after 33 games. So what, 6 or 7 games left to go of the season? God, there's still loads in there.
Yeah, there's still loads to go in this. I mean, you know, you can't take your foot off the gas at all. And we've got another cup final in 2 weeks. So, it's been a weird but interesting season.
This would be one of those that when it's the end of year of season, it'd be like on No Match of the Day, they do one of those like slow motions with a like emotional... Yeah. Song at the end. No, like that one in Fast and Furious where they're driving along and then they sort of wave at each other and one of them takes a turn off.
Well, that Oasis Crying My Heart Out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that sort of thing where it's just like, right, cool, it's getting to the end.
So
but,
close, but no cigar.
No, don't say that, Chris. We're going to make the playoffs. But 2-0, clean sheet. Very comprehensive result in the end for Erith. Very, very happy with that one. Again, the first half was the better of the two, I will be brutally honest. But I don't think we were ever really troubled.
No, we weren't. And to be fair, you know, after all the hoo-ha since Good Friday, it was always going to be, like I said earlier, a bit after the Lord Mayor's show. Nobody was really on it today.
A lot of tired legs, weren't there?
There were a lot of tired legs. Probably a lot of fuzzy heads as well still. And
because everyone was on it. I don't know what you're hinting at.
Nothing. I would hint at nothing. But and it was going to be hard work to get up for this. It was bound to be, and it was, I think, for a lot of them. But, you know, hey, we've got the points. That's the thing that counts the most at this end of the season.
Yeah.
So you sit there, hold our heads high, and go, right, we're back in it. But we have a clear... What, 5-6 days now until our next game? That'll be like going on a 2 week holiday.
So for having a holiday anyway with that break, yeah, yeah. But they've got loads of fixtures to come. When you look at it, I mean, what, I don't know, is there 9 fixtures now in about a very short period?
Well, I think we've got 6 in the league, 1 in the cup, and if we make the playoffs, and potentially another 2 or 3 there, yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be hard work, whichever way you look at it. But it'd be nice for them to all have a nice little stretch, nice little rest. Till next Saturday now, yeah. Or till Saturday, because I'm not allowed to say next, am I?
It froze me. Yeah. Anyway, that's a little in joke there with what is this Saturday and what's next Saturday. But anyway, We will return shortly with the interview, as always, with Adam Woodward. But as the players leave the field at Rustall Football Club Jockey Farm, it is Erith Town who are 2-0 winners and remain nicely in fifth place in the Skiffle Premier Division playoffs. 3-2-1.
Up the Dockers.
Adam, 2-0 winners here today at Rustall Football Club. Good result, couple of goals in the goal scored, a couple more should have really gone in though.
Yeah, listen, it was. I thought we might have come here and had a little bit of a hangover, but full credit to the boys. That's a great win. Like I said, it was tough. They didn't make it easy for us. So, look, we rode our luck a little bit second half. But, like I said, I thought we should have maybe been outside first half. We wasn't. Second half, we was under pressure for 10, 15 minutes. A mistake from us. They just put Stebbin through. And that's at 1-0. That goes in. Could be a different story.
Yeah, we said on the pod during the second half that, in truth, I think that how that game would have gone if that goal would have gone in and gone back to sort of 1-0/2-1, both managers could argue that they could have got something from this game.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, there's fine margins, and luckily enough, the fine margins have gone with us today. So, nope, look, it was written in the stars for Stebbin to maybe score today, but obviously he's gone 1-1 and he's put it closer to the corner flag than the goals. It's good for us.
Yeah, yes, there was a little bit of a feel with the after the Lord Mayor's show about it today. Some players look tired, not a criticism. It's about, you've been saying in recent weeks about the schedules. They've put in a lot of hard work recently, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been tremendous. I'm so proud of the boys, to be honest. Especially Friday, then to come here today on a heavy pitch. And look, we've got the 3 points, which was the main thing we wanted. And we do look tired, but what, we've got 4 or 5 days rest now, which is unheard of for a time. Not allowed to rest, so got 4 or 5 days off now, which is good.
Yeah, I like to give a mention, as you know, to a couple of players who we think stand out. For me, again, Harrison Carnegie was superb. I don't think their left back could live with him. Tom Ash behind him was arguably man of the match for me as well. I thought it was brilliant. And George Goodwin as well in the midfield.
Yeah, Goodwin was fantastic. Tom's an exceptional footballer. He's made a sort of that position. He's been quite unlucky. He's played centre half, left back for us. He's now playing at right back, and I think he's so consistent there. So, no, full credit to them boys. Like I said, George Harrison as well was exceptional. His work, what people don't see is the work rate off the ball, which these boys do.
Yeah. Final point here, we've got VCD this weekend. Again, the local derby just round the corner. Another local group coming down for a little bit of a community day we've got going on. How are we going to go into this one? Because they've picked up a bit of form, VCD.
Yeah, they're in form side at the moment. So, we've got to make sure we prepare right Thursday, and we need 3 points. It's key we get 3 points. We need to start cementing our place in that fifth place.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Cheers. Go enjoy yourself. Yeah.